The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hopeful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. Gotta be green, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me, why don't you like me when you walk out the door? Welcome back to Globally Local FM, ladies and gentlemen, the only radio show which is legit.
You didn't even lead out the song with the proper outro.
Would you mind showing me the proper outro?
Well, I tried to do it, but then you actually came in with the proper intro.
Oh.
Anyway. Sid, cut that to be now, then, instead. How about that? Ow! Ka-ching! All right, how's it hanging, sir? What you got? How's it been? How's it do?
Ladies and gentlemen, do we have news for you? Do we have actually news for my fans, my personal fans, the ones who have been with me, the ones who have been supporting me for longest of times, the ones who know the saga, the heartbreak I have gone through, to finally report back from Italy?
Mm-hmm.
I am not in Italy, disclaimer. I have been to Italy, that's the point. And boy, oh boy, the land of the boot is as beautiful as I could imagine. And the Italians are as gorgeous, as funny, as annoying, as... I don't know, I don't even know what to compare it to, because it would not give them justice.
Okay.
It was one of the best trips I've ever had. I went to Rome to visit a good friend of mine, and his family hosted me there, and it was the nicest of experiences. Honestly, 10 out of 10 there. Saw Rome, and like, I feel like both of us, you know, okay, to not give away his identity, but it's a friend who I call Nuisance, because he is a nuisance, usually. He has a lot of energy. In a good way, right? And I thought at some point, you know, when you go on a trip with friends, you kind of, there's that friction once in a while where it's like, ah, I'm a bit tired, I need some space, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that if you put two people who always want attention together in a room, it just forms a black hole and nothing happens. Because that energy just goes back and forth like a ping pong ball. So... I feel like it's been great. We went on hikes, we found new civilizations, we went to multiple beaches, we went to Rome in 3 days, maybe like 3 to 4 times on different times of the day. Saw the top 50 things you can see by walking around in the first day already. So that's why I didn't go to Rome for every single day, because we kind of ran out of things to do. That's why there was a hike, there was seaside, I saw a whole ass city unearthed. Like ruins of it. And it's crazy, because I thought when was bringing me to it, ah, fuck, bleep that name out. when Nuisance was bringing me to see the ruins, it was gonna be just, you know, one wall somewhere in the middle of the field and then a coliseum, like a small, you know, thingamabob. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a whole city underground and then now being unearthed. And apparently that's not even the full site. It's just they need so much money that they unearthed it, you know, one section at a time. So you could walk throughout, like, the whole of the old town and stuff like that. It's crazy, crazy, honestly, think about it. And then after Rome, we met up with two other friends and went to Brindisi Airport and then to just see the region of Puglia, which, for those who don't know, if you imagine Italy as the boot, then Puglia is the region which is the heel of the boot. And it was super hot. I spent a lot of days at the sea. I overcame my thalassophobia and I jumped into the ocean when I didn't really see the bottom. It was vibes upon vibes upon vibes, people.
All right.
Just wanted to share that with the world because I was very, very happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, sounds like you had a good time. And of course, just speaking on this episode now then, you know the history of Mozambique, of course, in relation to Italy, right, Rudy?
Actually, I know the history because when I was reading about it, I know the history that the Portuguese were involved, but I do not know Italy.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say they weren't involved. I was just trying to set up a gotcha, so good on you,
You
Rudy.
trying to pull some shit on me. You bitch, I did my homework.
Very good, Rudy. That's correct. It has a Portuguese colonial background. So yeah, just to touch on it a bit directly, today we're talking about Nampula in Mozambique, which is, I believe, in the northern part of
Mozambique in
Mozambique.
the house.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say about Mozambique, Rudy, before we get into it?
Never been, would like to go. That's it. Let's go.
All right. Well then, shall we get right into it?
Yep, let's do it.
So, what you got? Any
Oh,
news?
shit.
Or do you want me to start?
Right. People, this is the news. Jingle, blah, 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 blah.
Do we have a jingle for that?
Bruh.
Do we have a
Well, we have
transition?
the we have a beep, beep, bop.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy. This podcast is advanced as
Wow,
hell.
this really shows how you listen back and backtrack to your own content to check it, you know? It's not like our editor specifically asks for that.
That's right, and that's why I love our editor, because they don't ask too many questions. Anyway.
Fucking, I see how it is. Right, my first news article is insurgents, boat disasters, and drought.
Sounds good.
And the only paragraph I wrote underneath, yes, Nampula seemingly is not the most represented joyful city when it comes to international news coverage, probably because of jealousy and spite of a white man. Hence, me and Henry have set out to educate you about the wonders of Nampula besides what you see on Google when you Google Nampula News. And then I have a key fact segment and I have a history lesson. So if you have news, put them up now.
Okay, I have two news articles, neither
What
of
the
which
fuck?
are
How did
quick.
you get two? I found nothing.
I mean, they're not
Henry's better
special,
than
but
me.
it's not particularly special, but it made me smile. So, first of all, man arrested in possession of human bones. How's that for a start?
Whoa. You always find these. How? Where? Okay, gone.
I just thought, to be honest, when I read this headline, I was like, doesn't everybody have human bones? Like.
Oh my god, fucking dad jokes in the chat, please.
But here's the thing. I thought that would be the peak of the story for me, but it gets better. So, a
Oh.
40-year-old has been arrested after having been found in the possession of human bones, right? The man claims to have had the bones since 2019. When a
Okay.
passenger left them behind in his vehicle,
Okay.
somebody just forgot their bag of bones. And the reason he has not reported it or not gotten rid of the bones is because he was waiting for the original owner to get back to him to pick up the
Because it takes 5 years to come back to that one transport vehicle to
Well,
find the bones. What if he
maybe he
has
got
somebody's
interrupted by
dead
COVID.
grandma?
I don't know. He was just interrupted by the COVID lockdowns. It's like, and then he forgot about it probably for a good year or two.
Yeah, because you just casually forget about the human skull you keep on your kitchenette in the middle of the room.
Yeah, well, if you did the thing about like vision is if you always see something in a specific spot, you'll eventually not see it anymore. You
Oh,
know
that's
that? You know what I'm
true.
talking about,
That's
Rudy?
true. Yeah. Because it's that thing where you sometimes lose something that, and then you find it literally in front of your eyes. Like you found it on your table, and you're like, "Where the fuck is it?" And then it's been there the whole time.
That's right. That's why I keep my room in complete disarray, because that way I always see where everything is.
Everybody listening to this podcast, to this episode right now, just said, "Men." is the most man thing to do. I know exactly where everything is, okay? This is my order here. But to talk about the man with the bones, I mean, it makes sense that he can't, like, notice it or, like, forgets about it, because it kind of blends it, especially with the corpse standing right beside him, with, you know, his collection of it.
Well, he had the bones, of course, that's one bag, and then he had the bag of, like, skin, that's
the second
bag. Yeah,
of course, there's probably some animal skeletons around the house. He's just a collector. Nothing to see here, buddies. Move on.
So, unfortunately,
people have
hobbies, he did get arrested. The authorities were not content with his explanation, so he's been arrested. And I believe there was also, like, a way to identify the body, because the bones have been named.
The bones have been named. The name was Skelly.
On to the next news article. In a bit of a similar vein, but not really. Police rob gold mine.
Wait. Police robs gold mine.
Yes. Well,
go
that's
on.
The headline. What happened is, so the more accurate description would be security guards have been placed in detention after robbing a gold mine. And I know what you're thinking, Rudy. They robbed the mine they were guarding, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Well, you would be wrong, because that was the setup. They robbed, so they were guarding a mine, and then they decided to rob the neighboring mine.
They're striking the competitors, bro!
That's right. So they went over to the neighboring mine, they shot some gunshots, and they managed to get away with about, I think it was $3,000 and 800 grams of gold.
So that's basically what? 3 months of rent?
Yeah. Maybe two. Maybe two.
Wow.
Nowadays.
That's a heist to live up for the name, huh?
Yeah, well, you know how it is nowadays. Like, my landlord actually upped the rent last week from 500 grams of gold to 600 grams of gold. So I need to go rob
it
a mine soon
there.
As well.
I know. And the only reason why they were probably caught is because they just robbed the neighboring mine, and on Monday they showed up to work on their mine anyways.
So true. They thought nobody would notice.
So how did they rob it? You said some gunshots, trying some pew 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 pew. And then, like, I just imagined them, okay, imagine cave entrance, two guys standing there with guns, right? By the cave. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you're bored? Yeah, I'm bored. They look over, like, synchronously, over their shoulder. 5 meters from that entrance is another cave entrance. You wanna rob some gold mines? Let's go. So they just walk 5 steps. Pew, 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 pew! A blow of dynamite. Walk out with 2 bags. Walk 5 meters back. Put them in behind. Continue working. That was fun.
Well, Rudy, I didn't say it very explicitly, but when I said they shot some gunshots, I meant they injured the guards at the neighboring mine.
Oh, shit. Well, that's not so nice.
Yeah, that's not so nice. But that's the price to pay for that liquid gold. And by liquid gold, I mean just regular gold.
Fucking...
Yeah, but it's all right. You'll receive a call back to that one later in the episode. There you go. Not so subtle setup, Rudy. You want to go to your little history segment? I'd be curious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you want to do it as a quiz?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to read you a sentence. And one of the things will be, like, censored or bleeped out, right? And you have to insert what is supposed to be there. That's the quiz.
Okay.
Right, first sentence. Nampula is the largest city in Mozambique and is located in the province that bears the same name as the city.
Second.
Is the third.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's one off. Go on.
Okay. Now I'm gonna throw you under the bus. There are a couple of ethnic groups in there that have been bing chilling and brewing a stew of rich cultural heritage. Some of those would be and Hua.
Yeah, well, there's like zero chance that I know this, so I'll just leave it
to
you.
How would you not know Makhua, Yao, and Macau?
Okay, to be honest, Makhua was on the tip of my tongue, but I didn't want to embarrass you by actually knowing the answer, you know, so.
Okay, third one, last one for the key facts. If you are more of a capitalist than you'd like to admit, then perhaps you'd like to know that Nampula province also houses natural resources, such as and gemstones of various sorts.
Let's go with oil and gold.
Wow. Resources such as coal, limestone, and gemstones of various sorts.
Okay. Oil is coal adjacent, so I'll take half a point for that.
I was not assigning points, but you can do so at your own convenience, sir. And then I have some, I have two actually for history lesson for people who, well, actually, like me, who of course knows of Mozambique, but I did not know Nampula. So, quick small segment, just so people are aware and have take something out of this. The Ilha de Mozambique, 175 kilometers from the capital of the province, Nampula, was declared a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in recognition of its unique cultural and architectural heritage and can be considered the birthplace of Mozambique Nation, right? So the whole country's sort of birthplace is considered Ilha de Mozambique. There are a number of ideas as to the original name of this small coral island. Some say it's Muipiti, others say that originated from the word Musabini Tiki, the name of the son of the Sultan, who was at one time lord of the island. The name Mozambique came into use in the 16th century. It was an important trading settlement, and one of its notable characteristics was its heterogeneity, because Muslims, Hindu, and Europeans blended with indigenous culture. So that probably sets you the scene of the environment that you would have expected there historically. But that is it for my small history segment, because if you want to know more, there's always Google, people. Go and do your fucking research.
Great way to end it. If you want to know more, then look it up, you fucking filthy animal.
Honestly, why am I supposed to do the work for you? I'm not getting paid for this. Go! Do it for yourself!
There you go. Well, I have another interesting fact, maybe, about Mozambique.
Go on.
Or I hope that you'll find it interesting. Did you know that it's one of the only flags that has a gun on it?
Really? The Mozambique flag has a gun on it?
Yep. On the top left, I think it's a... Oh, I actually looked at the flag yesterday still. And I can't quite remember.
I assume it would be like a rifle, not a pistol, right?
Yeah, it's like an AK something, I think. It's like a, you know the like hammer and sickle thing from like communism? Yes. I think it's like a gun and a sickle.
Damn.
I'm not sure,
that's a very semi-modern flag, right? That means...
Yes.
Because any historic flag can't have a gun on it, basically, because the guns are not there yet. But... I don't know, like, what I think of that. Not to shit on anyone's culture, but to have a gun on my nationality's flag?
I think it's pretty. I don't think it's good. Like, I just think it's a bit corny.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to go for, like, a thing on the flag, make it, like, something cool, like, symbolistic. Not like, I have gun. Anyway.
I have gun and sickle. I'm ready.
I just thought that was a fun fact to share.
It is.
And other than that, that's kind of the extent of my Mozambique knowledge. I don't really know that much about it, to be honest.
Wait, we didn't do it. Henry, where the hell is Mozambique?
Actually, sorry. Well, I'll combine my second fun fact about Mozambique with this. Mozambique is near South Africa. It's on the southeastern coast of Africa. And it's right across from Madagascar. Maybe that rings a bell for some more people. And what Mozambique is also known for is oil. It has a lot of oil reserves. Yummy, yummy, tasty.
Of course, money, you would money. Be happy about that. By the way, talking about yes. oil and tasty and splashy, if yes. Mike picked up me pouring some good old rose lemonade, Sid, please do something about it. Thank you. Go on.
Rose lemonade?
Crude oil, that... actually.
Yeah, I bet with that viscosity. that was it, really. I just wanted to say oil. Just wanted to bring it up.
That, like, so it's your favorite travel destination when it comes to Africa.
Yeah, probably. And on that note, I think we have the perfect ad to follow, if you're open to it.
Oh, I see what has happened there. Oh, you cheeky bugger. Okay. Wow, I can already see by the size of this MP3 file that this is an ad that is a bit more toned than the ones we had before. Okay, okay.
All right, well, everybody, we'll speak to you after the ads.
Goodbye, people. We're taking a coffee break and enjoy the ad.
Mommy. Mom, I had a nightmare again.
Aww. What was it about this time, honey?
I had a dream that the government was promoting the use of solar panels and wind turbines to make the country less reliant on oil.
No, honey, have you been watching too much TV again? You know that the government would never do that.
You're right, Mom. You're right.
Now, honey. Let's get you back to bed. Here, have a big sip of oil. That'll put you right back to sleep.
Thanks, Mom. I love oil.
Me too, honey. Me too.
This message is endorsed by your local government. Get yourself a cup of oil today.
This ad was advertised by Shell, wasn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Rudy. That makes me thirsty for a sip of that goo, for lack of a better term.
That is something else. As far as our advertisers go,
Yeah, that was definitely out there. That, you know, in the advertising world.
I like how they
bring
the community into the ads. They go into people's houses and just, you know, like, record them sleeping.
In the advertising world, we call that appealing to your emotions, you know. And who would not be touched after hearing a small child cry?
Fair enough.
Alrighty. You want to pop over to the weather then?
Indeed. All right. As for the weather news, sunny, sunny, how it thrills me, sunny, sunny.
Good.
27 degrees on average, oh, sunny, sunny. That should be the opening line for any radio stations in Nampula for the next month and a half, as the day temperature indeed is around 25 degrees Celsius and even to 27 degrees Celsius average. And in nighttime, dropping to a crispy 15 degrees Celsius. Then slowly but surely, degree by degree, these temperatures will rise over the course of September and October. What will not rise is any nearby water levels, as unfortunately, once again, no rains were blessed down in Mozambique. So stay hydrated if you can. The air quality is considered fair in this water-stricken, unfair region, so at least you got that going for you, and that is it for the weather news.
All right. Well, I've got a Let's go to keeping an eye out then. And I'll tell you, this one's a bit more out there, so really get your creative juices flowing on this one, all right, people? So, close your eyes and picture the following. You traverse the savannah near Nampula, seeing some strikingly unique mountains. As you return to the city, you see a pack of wildebeest by the roadside. You think to yourself, let's take a picture. I'm sure they won't mind. Well, you're very wrong, because right after you take your picture, you're swarmed by the wildebeest, demanding that you pay them for taking a picture that they did not agree to. Darn, you fell for another tourist trap. Well, regretfully, you hand over your bag of oil that you always carry with you, as a liquid gold is the only thing that will satiate the pack. If that sounds good to you, then maybe go to Nampula next, and specifically the savannah next to Nampula, I guess.
Oh my fucking god. This is really your favorite episode, huh? This is really hitting the oil on the head.
I can't stress how much oil-based content I have in the back half of this, and I completely forgot to mention it up top, so... Lucky for you, dear listener, it's not over yet, because we're going now to the local radio station.
Oh my god, he's gonna put oil there too.
I'll go first. I've got Super FM. There was some interesting music, and I have no clue in what genre I'd put it, so I'd say go try it out for yourself. And it was pretty funny, because their logo is literally just like a copy of the Superman logo, so I'm sure that's very copyright proof.
It's actually just his favorite radio station, because you tune into it and it's just, you hear oil getting poured out of a can. 24/7.
Well, ready? What do you got?
Wait, you just did the radio?
Yes.
Where'd the business went?
The business is second. Is it not?
Oh, you bitch.
Is that not how we usually do it?
I think we do it the other way around. Whatever. Okay. Local radio.
Well, today we switch it up then.
My recommendation for today is BBCWS Africa at 88.30 FM. And yeah, because I do not have some kind of stupid account, I was not able to find out what that name stands for. So here are my guesses. First one, Beep Bop Cop Wilding Sounds Africa. Second, Best Broadcaster Central in Western Side of Africa. Third one, Barney and Bugsy Citations on West 3 Africa. And last but not least, Big Black Choir of Wonderful Singers Africa.
Yeah, good on you already.
You thought. Got you on that one, didn't you, for a split second?
I think my vote is for the Beep Bop Cop.
Bebop Cop Wilding Sounds Africa.
Well, Rudy, do you want to parlay that straight into your local business?
Yes, sure, local business. My suggestion for any of the local businesses today is exactly that. People, go and support anything you see on the street, and better even, please make a Google Maps page for it, because I don't think people of Nampula have realized that this option exists yet. I am not going to recommend you the 20 hotels I saw whilst looking for a single cool restaurant, so now I outsource that job to you. First of all, you do your research on Mozambique history, now you go out there and you make Google pages on Google Maps for the local things. Get back to me with a good review and I'll give you a shout out.
Alright. Well, this really is the episode of outsourcing, isn't it?
It is.
Well, personally, Rudy, I would be remiss if I didn't recommend something oil-based. So, my recommendation is the NEC Oil gas station on the N1 in the heart of Nampula.
Fuck you!
And it has some quite stunning reviews, such as, and I'll just read a couple reviews now. Best, normal, and okay. Those were three separate reviews describing the stunning experience of this wonderful gas station.
Oh my god.
So, if you wish to experience that one for yourself, then off you go, I would say.
Jesus Christ. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was it for Nampula Mozambique. Please remember that this globally local FM lovely podcast was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah Productions. If you want to see more of the stuff we offer, then please go to Twitch and check out Colossal Pengu, as our dear colleague is streaming quite regularly some cool-ass games these days, and I've heard he's also now taking up to making small-ass clips and videos on TikTok and as a social media, so go check out Colossal Pengu on Twitch. If you want to give feedback to us, you can do so via Spotify, or slide into my lovely DMs on Instagram, at 000RUDYS at 00. Not at, no, there's not a single at. No. Wait, no. I fucked up. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. They will not find me now, Henry.
No, it's over. Shut down the pod.
3 zeros, Rude is 3 zeros. Go get me. And if you want to find Henry.
Yep, then you can probably find me having a drink at your local gas station. And then that brings us to our next destination, which is, drumroll please. Let me now actually just check, because I do remember, that's Denpasar in Indonesia. So,
Indonesia! Let's go, people! Take the submarine!